Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, June 24th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. President Biden addresses the crime surge. Vice President Harris will visit the border. Portland police to stop making traffic stops. Atheists sue the state of Mississippi. Actor Matthew McConaughey topping the latest poll for Texas governor. Also ahead, I will tell you why President Biden will not solve the violence problem. But first, the president announcing a new zero-tolerance policy for gun dealers as the nation witnesses a spike in violent crime. The policy targets federally licensed dealers who knowingly transfer a weapon to someone prohibited from owning a gun. This, of course, will not stop violent crime and will not punish violent criminals. More on this in the message of the day. Vice President Harris caving to pressure, confirming she'll go down to El Paso on the Mexican border tomorrow. Ms. Harris was appointed the immigration czar by President Biden more than 90 days ago. Donald Trump says the only reason the vice president is even going to the border is because he is next week. The Portland Police Bureau suspending traffic stops for violations. Officers will no longer pull over cars for infractions that, quote, pose no immediate safety threat. Far-left Mayor Ted Wheeler says the strategy will allow police to focus on new initiatives like anti-racism. Portland is one big mess. Group of angry atheists filing a lawsuit in Mississippi demanding the state remove the phrase "In God We Trust" from license plates. The crew claims the slogan is a direct violation of the church and state policy of the Constitution. Car owners can choose to have plates that don't display the phrase, but they must pay a $32 fee to get it out of there. Quinnipiac publishing a new survey saying actor Matthew McConaughey is the most likable candidate in the race for Texas governor. 42% support the Academy Award winner, while 20% find him unfavorable. Surprisingly, 36% in Texas say they have never heard of Matthew McConaughey. In a moment, President Biden and violence. It's a grim situation. Right back with it. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. President Biden's speech on criminal violence yesterday was disappointing, to say the least. He says he's going to crack down on gun dealers. Yeah, that's going to do it. The New York Post called the speech confusing, and its editorial board says they are, quote, horrified by it. It was a foolish speech. Mr. Biden has no idea how to stop violent crime. Here's what I said on TV last night.
Well, Joe Biden, the president of the United States, kind of busy today. With a major address about the rising violent crime situation in America. The Biden administration cannot solve the violence problem in the United States. What they're trying to do is make the voters think that Joe Biden understands the problem and will do something about it. Both of those points are fallacious. He doesn't understand the problem, never really has, and he's not going to do anything about it. Why? Because no president could. Violent crime is a local issue. All right. In your place where you live, it's up to the people that you elect to control criminal behavior. You can't do it from D.C. Now, I had an interesting conversation with President Trump about this. He was outraged about the murder rate in Chicago. And I said to him, well, why don't you do something about it? And he said, well, I'm going to send Justice Department people in, U.S. attorneys in. I said, you know that's not going to solve the problem. He didn't say anything. He didn't reply to that. And I said, you really can't solve the problem because the governor and the mayor of Chicago, at the time, Rahm Emanuel, now Lori Lightfoot, they don't want to solve the problem. They don't like the police. And as long as those in charge think law enforcement is racist, you're going to have a deteriorating crime problem. That's the crux of this matter. Progressive America, and Joe Biden is part of that cabal, believe that law enforcement is racist and always has been. Therefore, they want to destroy traditional law enforcement and build up or reimagine another way to protect the citizenry. That's the problem. Now, the corrupt corporate media, number one, doesn't care about the problem. And number two, they're never going to go against Biden. They're never going to tell you what I just told you. The essence of why the violent crime in America is ascending rapidly is that those in charge of New York City, Chicago, San Francisco, Baltimore, Los Angeles, St. Louis, on and on and on and on, think the police are racist.
Again, that was from the O'Reilly Update on BillO'Reilly.com. Now, you can be certain the terrible violent crime plague will continue under the leadership of Joe Biden and his cronies. They simply do not want to solve the problem because most of the violence is generated by minority criminals. That's what this is all about. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com, and please check out my new book, Killing the Mob, still number one. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The heat wave baking the western half of the country this month will go down as one of the most intense in American history. The thermostat topped 100 degrees in California, Nevada, Utah, Arizona, Colorado. Salt Lake City, for example, approached 120 degrees. That number popped to 124 in Death Valley, just 15 degrees shy of the global record. Those figures are extreme, but they're kind of normal, if you can believe it, compared to some other hotspots around the globe. Here are some places to avoid if you don't like the heat. The small mining town of Cooper Petty in Australia has an average temperature of 120 degrees, requiring 80% of its residents to live underground throughout the year. The village also has a subterranean Holiday Inn hotel for tourists willing to brave the high temps. Next, Lut in Iran. That town, it's actually a village, has people who can withstand temperatures of, ready, 160 degrees. It's so hot, even bacteria cannot survive. Not much in the way of plant or animal life in Lut,
But for centuries, local caves have been infested with cockroaches. How nice. Over to Kuwait City, where you won't find workers outside in the afternoon. It is illegal. With daily temperatures in the summer breaking 120, heat stroke is a serious concern. Businesses can be fined or shut down for exposing workers to intense heat between noon and 4 p.m. I have been to Kuwait City. It is very warm. The hottest place on the planet is right here in the USA, Death Valley, California. Summer temperatures in the town of Furnace Creek can crack 135 degrees. The extreme heat is a result of the town's elevation 200 feet below sea level and an annual rainfall of less than 2 inches. And here's something you might not know. Despite Furnace Creek's population of just 24 full-time residents, they host an annual golf tournament each summer called the Heat Stroke Open. It's the warmest recognized sporting event on the planet. I will not be attending. Back after this.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.